Welcome to the You Glow Nurse podcast, the show where nurses like you learn how to lose weight sustainably, build mental strength, and step into the most healthiest, most empowered version of who God created them to be. And I'm your host, Fallon Collins, registered nurse, health and wellness coach, and CEO of Are You Well. I can't wait to get into today's conversation. Go ahead and like, subscribe, and share with your nurse bestie. Let's do this. What's going on, friends? What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the You Glow Nurse podcast. I'm so excited to be here. Today is going to be a great conversation, and I'm glad to see you joining us. I'm so glad just for the work that God is doing through this podcast. I know it's helping nurses because I've been there. I've been that busy nurse that just feels like you don't have any time for self-care. You just have so much to do on your plate. Another podcast is going to help me get through feeling like I need to be healthy or I need to do something else. Like, no, this is not that type of podcast. This is your self-care time. Think of this as your self-care time. And if you're tuned in, this is the place for you. God brought you here, and I want to do my best with what He's given me. And today is a really great conversation. Another great one, y'all. The secret to sustainable self-care for busy nurses, y'all. Let's talk about it. Before we get into all of that, just wanted to remind you, I have some one-on-one coaching sessions still available for busy nurses who want to create that self-care plan to prioritize your self-care. If you're ready to prioritize your well-being and to fill your cup the way God says, then this one-on-one session is just for you. We're going to dive deep and to find your pain points and the areas that you want to work on related to nutrition, fitness, mental wellness, whatever that looks like for you. And then we're going to create the plan together. What does it look like to live this out? What are the things that are holding you back and how to push through and find your breakthrough? So if that's you and you're looking to reset your self-care, you're looking to prioritize you again so that you can do the work God has put before you. He's brought you this far, sis. He put you in the profession of nursing to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We need to do our part and to trust Him and to honor our bodies the way He created us to be. So if that's you, go ahead and click the show notes so that you can sign up for one of those sessions. It's free, by the way, a quick 30-minute session with me, your coach. Go ahead and click the link below so we can chat more. I'm excited to finally meet you. You've been listening to the podcast. Let's put a face to the name. I would love to meet you. So the link for that is in the show notes, like I said. Okay, let's get into today's topic, the secret to sustainable self-care. Okay. Have you been a nurse that's too busy for self-care? You have so much to do. Like on your off days, you just want to just lay there, right? You're just like, I am going to meef. That's what my sister says on the couch. I'm just going to meef on this couch, doom scroll until I can't because I have so much to do. I have nothing. Like I'm not going to do anything. I've been there. Look, after a long 12 hours on the job, dealing with the crazy patients, all the call bells going off, all the lights, all the alarms going off, the last thing you want to do is any type of self-care, any healthy thing. You're like, I'm just going to be here. I'm just going to lay here for a minute. If we are honest, let's be honest, your body is also just thinking about comfort. And many of us may struggle to just wind down, just to relax and come down from that like crazy shift that you might have experienced. So today I want to share my secret to sustainable self-care, and it's simpler than you think. So that you can practice this anywhere, on the job, after the job, to help you wind down, and maybe just to even share with your other friends who may be struggling, because us nurses, we're always giving. So look, as a nurse for over 13 years, I've worked in several different areas. I've worked in critical care, skilled nursing facilities. I worked during COVID, med-surg, oncology, all of the places that you can think of. I had my time. I did my time, y'all. So I know what it feels like to not have the energy or the capacity to practice self-care. And then on your off time, you think you're getting rest, and then you just go back to work and you're still exhausted. You take the breaks, you go on the vacations, but you come back still exhausted. Look, it happens. Before I came to God and started giving him my burdens and doing this self-care thing his way and practicing it his way, I was coping only the way I knew how. Like, I shared some of this with y'all before. Like, I just coped, like many of us, with what I had. And this was with drinking, late night distractions, toxic romantic relationships. I struggled with my self-worth. So this was all I thought I was worthy of. This was the way that I understood self-care. It wasn't even self-care. It was just nurses work hard, so we party hard. That was the understanding. If you've heard that, you know what I mean. This type of lifestyle, it left me in a spiral of destructive behaviors that even affected my work as a nurse. So I thought I was having fun, relaxing, you know, just taking a load off. But these behaviors, they weren't filling my cup back up. I was going to work even more tired. This was my excuse of living my best life, but I was not pouring into my cup. I was not fueling myself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It wasn't until I changed my view of what I thought health and wellness was that I was able to truly practice what I preached. We do it all the time. We tell our patients, do this, do that. You got to, you know, take your meds, do the healthy thing. But then do we challenge it for ourselves? Do we do the practices we preach to them? And today I want to share with you the simple self-care practices you can start. And this is how I help my clients as well, y'all. Like I was sharing before, I do one-on-one coaching and I help other nurses do the same thing. And we go through this breakdown. We break it down on how to improve our health and wellness in this busy lifestyle, because everything in nursing is going to have you feeling like you don't have time. You don't have the capacity. They just want to use you and abuse you. You might as well quit. That is not the way. God brought you this far for a reason. He brought you into healthcare for a reason, but we need to do our parts. And today we're going to talk about it. Okay. First thing I'm going to share with you, and I want to be timely with this, less is more, okay? Sometimes, let's be honest, we take on a bit much as providers, as people that care for others. We tend to take on a lot. And so when you think about self-care, it's just like another thing on your to-do list. Self-care doesn't always mean spending tons of money or spending tons of time on it. It can be as simple as a slow morning, spending time in prayer, bringing your needs to God, being honest about that tough shift you just had and talking to someone about it, a trusted friend, bringing it to God in journaling or prayer, or like I said, like to a trusted, encouraging friend. I'll say that. Not everybody deserves to hear what you got to say. And that's okay. You know, we have our friends, but we want that entrusted, encouraging friend. Going for a walk, having a fueling meal, and not just that fast food that's simple and super comforting in the moment, but not great for your overall health. I know I said a lot of things like, you're like, that's a lot, Fallon. I'm just letting you know that self-care does not have to always be so taxing. Sometimes it's less. Less of worrying, less of scrolling, less of anxiety, less of spending money, but more of doing things that are actively going to refuel you. And maybe you don't know what those things are, and that's okay. it's okay not to know, because maybe you've been dealing with things the way you thought were helping you. You've been doing the late nights. You've been doing the drinking. You've been doing the partying. You've been doing the toxic drama relationships. But now you're trying to get out of it. And you may not know what that looks like. What is going to be sustainable? Because I don't want to do 3 hours every day. I just, you know, and I'm not calling you or telling you to do something that's so difficult. But it is going to help you. It is going to refuel you. And maybe you're struggling to find what that is, and that's okay. Like I said, I have some coaching one-on-one spots available on my Calendly link. And I'd love to just have that conversation with you. What does it look like? Tell me what you're dealing with and what are your barriers to creating that sustainable self-care lifestyle that's going to sustain you in this busy nurse life. Sometimes you have to say no to other things so that you can make space for you and what you need. And sometimes you feel a little guilty about that, and it's okay. It is okay. But I challenge you to change your perspective on what you think self-care is. If it's feeling like it's overwhelming, it's too much, I don't have enough time to go to the gym, Fallon. I don't have enough time to do that. I'm challenging you. Sometimes less is more. Maybe instead of that movement that you're craving, just go for a walk outside for 10 minutes instead of an hour. It doesn't have to be an hour. What does that look like? And we could talk about it in my one-on-one session. I'd love to see you there. The link will be below in my show notes. Just a quick plug. Okay, but I want to share more with you. So the second thing, simple self-care that you can do today, right now, if you're struggling to prioritize self-care, you just feel like you don't have enough energy. Instead of the spiraling about what went wrong, choose gratitude instead. It has to be an active choice, y'all. We have to actively choose gratitude, choose to look at the good, choose to trust God, faith over fear. It is an active choice. And I'm saying this from experience, because it's easy to spiral. It's easy for the enemy to come in and just let you know everything that went wrong, everything you should have done, everything that could have been better. Oh, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. She said that. They meant this. It's easy to go down that rabbit hole. Trust me, I've been there. And does it help you? No, it does not. What does the Bible say? Why worry, you know, about these things? Does it add more hair to your head? Does it add anything to your life? It doesn't. It doesn't. And sometimes it takes that like switch. Like, we know it's not helpful, but don't beat yourself up over having those thoughts. That can prolong it. I had this thought. I don't agree with this thought. Stop there. And I want to move to gratitude instead. So we all have those shifts where everything went wrong and all the things happened. And it can be hard to disconnect after a shift like that. Or even in the moment, right? Even in the moment, if something tough happens at work, it's okay to take a moment for gratitude or just for a break or just to ask for, like, I need a moment, y'all. I had a coworker, she used to call it a code purple. I have a moment. Don't talk to me. I have a code purple, finger in the air. I'll be back. Give me 1 minute. And it's hard because you have your patience. You have the phones ringing, the call bells going off, the family members looking for you, your manager looking for you. Go to that friend. Tag, I need your help. Go tag them in. I need your help. I know you have a lot or you don't want to be a burden, but look, I need 2 minutes. Can you watch my patients? Go to your charge nurse. That's what they're there for. And if they're not helping, I mean, look, you got to talk to a friend. We all have friends in our unit. If you don't have a friend, we need to talk about that too, sis. It's okay. You don't have to be best friends with somebody, but, you know, like, I need to take a moment. And it's okay to ask for what you need in the moment so that you can move on to the next. So you don't just wallow or just stuff it down and then explode later, because it happens too. You know, take a moment. Let me go process, run to the restroom, do what you need to, take a breath, go say your prayer. Go to that word. I am overcoming, world-changing child of God. I am victorious in Jesus' name. I have overcome this problem or whatever's in the world because Jesus overcame it first. Have those prayers in your back pocket so that you can recite and fight back against what might be going on through your head during those tough times. Then after the shift, go and process. Don't go down the same spiral, but choose to focus on the good, on the gratitude, while still acknowledging that maybe you could have handled it in a better way, or maybe this could have gone better, but give it to God. This can be tough at first. I'm telling you this with conviction, and I sound like I got it all together, but let me tell you, like 2 weeks ago, I was going through the same thing. My husband had to pray for me. Thank God for Simon. I love you, boo. He had to really help me and be there for me. I couldn't do it on my own. And I couldn't do it until I got out of the rut. I had to claim it for myself. I had to repeat it for myself. And at first, it's like uncomfortable. It sounds silly. It feels like, what? Like, choose to look at the good instead. Our brains love to focus on the bad things that happen. It's the enemy. And there's just this like negative bias that your brain does. And I've talked about this in previous podcasts before. So we have to rewire our brain. And God wants to be your source through it. He says, come to me, all who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my burden is light and it's easy. So you can claim that for yourself. Claim that. I want your burden, Jesus. Here's my burden. Let's exchange. Take my burden. And sometimes you can even visualize it, putting it down at his feet. Here it is, Jesus. Thank you for being my source. Thank you for helping me through this. And then continue about your day. You have to let it go so that you can make room for the positive, for the gratitude, and then start creating your gratitude list. But it's an active choice. So before you start doom scrolling, or even if you do start scrolling and you catch yourself, it's okay. Go ahead and rewire, reroute yourself, gently nudge yourself. Like, hey, let me take care of myself, my mental first before I start scrolling. Let me give it to God. Let me do something about my mental and start finding the gratitude, choosing the gratitude and the grace instead of spiraling and how it all went wrong. It's so much easier. It's so much lighter when we give it to God and we let him help us through it. So I want to challenge you today. The next time you're struggling with self-care, you have a busy shift, do a brain dump and journal. Practice that simple self-care of just being nice to yourself. Like literally, I've done it before. We literally don't value or don't see the value in being nice to yourself. That goes a long way. It does. Be your own best friend first. How does God talk to you? He doesn't talk to you in that mean, critical way. And if that's coming up for you, I'm telling you, that is not from God. If it's not giving you love, joy, peace, patience, or drawing you closer to him, that is not from God. He convicts us. Holy Spirit convicts us, but he does not condemn us and tell us that we're not worthy. We're not enough. We need to do better, blah, blah, blah. No, that is not from God. So practice being nice to yourself. If that happens next time, when that happens, when you're going through a tough time, renew your mind daily. That is my challenge to you. What would you say to your patient who feels bad about needing your help in their time of need? We're all human. We all need help and are hurting. And what would you tell that patient? You deserve that same grace that you extend to others. And God freely extends to you today. And I'm extending it to you today. It's okay, sis. All right. So we talked about a lot. And like I said, simple self-care. It doesn't have to be drawn out. It doesn't have to be expensive or super long hours in the gym, or it can be simple as just less is more and choosing gratitude. So what does that look like for you today? Okay, let's pray. I'm just so thankful for this space, y'all. Thank you, Father God, for all the women that are on here today, whether they're women, men, wherever you're at in the help and healing profession. Thank you, Father God, for just this time to draw closer to you, to really see and find out and understand what simple self-care, God's way, looks like. Father God, I pray that everyone that watches this is encouraged and they come to see themselves the way you see them, Father God, as loved, as holy, as chosen, as children of God who can come to you with their burdens, with anything that is causing them to be heavy laden or weary, Father God. We come to you with that, Father God, and we ask for your rest. We know and believe for your rest, that you are our provider, you're our Jehovah Jireh, you're our strength, you're our rock, you're our firm foundation, and we can walk in that daily and believe for that daily. Thank you, Father God, for this time. We love you, Lord, and we give it all to you in Jesus' name. I pray that encouraged y'all. I really pray that encouraged you. So if any of this resonated with you, if this sounds like anything that you're going through and you want to learn more about bringing this simple self-care into your busy nurse lifestyle, I'm here for you. I want to support you. I have a one-on-one session. It's free. Let's talk. Let's chat about what's holding you back, what areas you want to work on related to nutrition, fitness, mental wellness, your spiritual health. And let's connect. I'm a coach, Coach Fallon, here at your service. I've been there. I know what it looks like. And I want to help you create that lifestyle, that sustainable lifestyle, so that you can be the nurse, the empowered nurse God created you to be. What does that look like? We can set that up today. Click the show notes below or just send me a quick message. You can email me and I can share whatever resources that you need. I'm here to support you. That's what this podcast is all about. Please go ahead and share, like, subscribe, share with your nurse bestie, and let me know your thoughts. Has this helped you? I really hope it has. I know it has. And I'm excited about what's to come, what's coming from this podcast. I have some exciting stuff coming up, so stay tuned, y'all. I can't wait. All right, y'all, you have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.